They're calling it Day Zero in Cape Town, South Africa. That's the day the taps could run dry in people's homes after 3 years of low rainfall. It's gotten so bad that the city now expects to run out of water on April 21st. That would mean residents could only get water from government distribution centers. Christine Colvin is a senior manager of the World Wildlife Fund's freshwater program in South Africa. She says cutting back has so far been difficult for residents.
I think the population is quite divided in terms of, you know, there are people who are really concerned about water saving, who are following the city's dashboard, you know, on a weekly basis to see what level our dams are at and how much water we're using as a city. But clearly, there's still a majority of people in the city who are not adequately concerned because we're not hitting the targets and people are not able to stay within their 87 liters per person per day, which is the current limit that's been set by the city. And as a consequence of not meeting that target and the low levels of storage in our dams, at the moment, our dams are at only 28% full.
Wow.
There are six major dams that feed Cape Town, the surrounding farms and agricultural areas, and the other smaller towns. So we're all dependent on this one system, and this one system is running dry.
So people who are trying to adapt, what are they doing? What kind of changes are they facing in daily routines?
Well, we are told to limit our showers to 1.5 minutes. So I, for one, have had to cut my hair a bit shorter because that wasn't long enough to wash my hair when it was a bit longer. Baths are a complete no-no. Watering your garden is also not allowed. Topping up your swimming pool is not allowed. So within your 87 liters per person per day, you're allowed to have short showers. Most people are then reusing that shower water to flush the toilets. We're trying to limit the amount of laundry that we're doing. So now you're hanging your clothes out to air and just doing one load a week. People are just, you know, really trying to reuse every drop they can.
How does this drought play out in Cape Town differently if you live, say, like in an affluent gated community or if you're not that well off?
I think if you're in an affluent household and suburb, then it's more likely that you've got access to alternative sources of water. Cape Town is really lucky in that it has some major aquifer systems and groundwater resources within the city itself, as well as surrounding the city. And if you can afford to, you can either sink in a well point or a borehole to access that groundwater. In addition, wealthier households are able to afford rainwater harvesting tanks, and a lot of people have rigged up their gutters to feed rainwater from their rooftops into these tanks. So a big difference is that, you know, money brings you more ways to diversify your own water sources, which come day zero is going to be really important. After day zero, it's only going to come from communal points of distribution, and each person is allowed a maximum of 25 liters per day.
Wow.
So in the poorer neighborhoods, people are not going to have access to alternatives. They're going to be forced to join those queues and access water in that way.
Why is this drought happening, Christine?
In terms of looking at the longer-term trends, what's really interesting is that the climate change projections have for many years now predicted that the area that Cape Town is in will get much drier and a bit hotter as climate change progresses. And of course, the big debate is, did the future come early? Is this the new normal? Is this actually a transition into a new climatic regime, which is influenced by climate change? Or is it another drought? Because obviously we've also historically had drought periods as well. You know, there's frustration against the authorities because people feel that with the growing population in Cape Town and the Western Cape, the national and regional authorities have known from the scientists that in all likelihood, the future is going to be much drier. So we need to make even more contingency for storing water and for using different sources of water. Those plans have been on the table for a long time, at least the last 15 years, but it's really only now that they're being prioritized and implemented.
I mean, day zero is such an ominous proposition, this kind of day on which water runs out. What kind of mood has that created in Cape Town? I mean, how worried are residents that you will get to day zero?
It's so interesting because the people who are really saving and who've really sort of done their reading on day zero are very anxious and very concerned. And yet there's pretty much half of our population who seem to be in denial about it and about the potential reality of that. That's one of the reasons why at WWF, we've seen the data, we've seen the evidence that day zero is coming. And we want to add our voice to the voices that are out there to say, this is real, this is coming. There are some very practical things that Capetonians need to start doing sooner rather than later to get ready for this really disruptive and difficult situation that we're about to experience.
Christine Colvin, the senior manager for the World Wildlife Fund, South Africa's freshwater program. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you.